Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Army-Navy game over the weekend. Navy won 17 to 16.
Which was closer than we thought.
Anybody thought. We all kind of predicted that was going to be a low-scoring game, which it was. But because it usually is. But yeah, no, I don't think anybody predicted that it was going to be as close as it was. I always love when they do the Star Spangled Banner. It just feels different every time they do that during this game.
Yeah.
So can we roll a little bit of this, please? If that doesn't give you chills, you're not human.
I'll tell you. I went to it 1 year when it was at the old link. I forget what year it was. But I'm telling you, if you love the military.
The old link? You mean the vet?
I'm sorry. Yes, yes. The vet. The old link. Well, yeah, technically. If you love.
Boy, none of us are on our game this morning.
I've been great all morning. I don't know what you're talking about. No. Was that wax in your ears?
Garrett Stubbs.
Garrett Stubbs. If you love the military and you love college football, you have to make it a bucket list item. I'm telling you, you will not sit down for 3 hours. The bands, the cadets, it's just so good. So good. Forget that it's not the high-flying football we've all become accustomed to. Old school, run the ball, low scoring, hard hitting. Yeah. Saturday's game was one of the best ones I've seen.
Agreed.
And I watch it every year.
Agreed.
It's like appointment television for me.
Agreed on all of that. Is there anything that's not appointment television for you?
No. Yeah. If you're compelling,
how many hours a day do you think you watch TV?
During the week, very little. Very, very little during the week.
On the
weekend. Well, in the fall and the winter, there's nothing to do. The spring and summer, I'm out golfing.
You need a hobby other than golf.
It's called drinking.
All right. So President Trump gave the coin flip. But didn't actually. Has he never done a coin flip before? Does he not know how to do a?
Of course he has.
It defied physics. I've never. Watch out.
First of all, he did it with gloves on.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It was.
Well, take your gloves off.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what messed it up.
Just play.
No.
I want to see the height of this because
if you watch it,
it almost has to do one revolution by accident, right?
100%. How do you flip a coin? You put it on your thumb
and then you go
and
like
you
that.
Flick it.
Right, but
he tosses it up.
I know his thumb never. Watch this.
It's ridiculous.
Let's play this.
This is a violation.
It is.
Mr. President, would you do the honor?
Watch this. What the hell is that?
He tossed it like a rosin bag. He tossed it like he was letting pigeons out of a cage go. Fly, birdies, fly. Fly, birdies. Now, I give him credit. At least he goes to the Army-Navy game.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Did you know that Joe Biden, not as vice president, because he went under Obama, but in the 4 years Biden was president, he never attended the Army-Navy game. As the commander-in-chief, with the trophy named after you, it's the CIC trophy, the commander-in-chief trophy, you have to go to the game.
Yeah.
He never went. But I digress. Fly, birdie. Fly away. Wait,
weird. Fly, he still TV. Flipped it. Like, so what?
It didn't flip.
No, it wasn't a flip.
It didn't flip.
It was like he was pitching quoits.
Yeah.
But I mean.
I got a ringer.
mean, there's one headline, Trump stuns sports fans with bizarre coin toss. Mm-hmm. Stuns? Like, really? Like, if you're that focused on the coin toss, like, there's something wrong with you. I'm just saying. They just want to criticize him for every little thing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because you never did that to Joe Biden for 4 years.
I blew my stack.
Give me a break. Christ.
What?
Like, give me a break. You just want to criticize him for anything. Yes, but you also did that to Joe Biden for 4 years.
I did not. I actually, of course, I criticized Biden for his
Joe Biden,
failing policy.
Joe Biden was in which
where do you see this video?
You have every right to do, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Biden was at the Eagles game with his wife Jill.
Yes.
Over the weekend.
Robles. Former first lady.
I give it go Birds.
Go Birds, man. All the way. You got to win the Super Bowl again. How cool is it to be here today, President? It's always cool to be here. Particularly today. We got to get them back close, man.
Yeah, sure.
And also, go Syracuse.
He probably still thinks the Raiders quarterback is Jim Plunkett.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
United States of America got it.
He's not an Eagles fan. I know Jill is.
Yeah.
Jill, the pride, if you say that, of Upper Moreland High School.
My wife's a Philly girl.
I can see where she's a Eagles fan. Well, Joe Biden ain't an Eagles fan.
Scranton's a weird mix of New Yorkers, some Philadelphians, some Pittsburgh residents. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he's a fan of. But he did go to Delaware, so, I mean, maybe he is an Eagle fan.
91 LSXer, my friend. I love
oh, there this. He is.
He says,
finally.
It was the best flip ever, Don Stensland.
I'm not saying it's the best flip ever, but, like, people are...
91 LSXer, I was calling you out.
Yeah, he was.
Morning.
He was calling for you.
I was hoping.
Greg right missed
you. I was hoping.
We start at 6 a.m.
I was hoping that, you know, you would be in the chat early, but yeah. You weren't. That's fine.
Now, I think I'll say this. USA Today has a better headline. It says, Donald Trump's Army-Navy coin toss led to so many jokes. I think that's a fair headline. But to say that it stuns the fans or that it's...
Who wrote that? Who wrote? Like, nobody... You're right. That's the dumbest headline ever. It doesn't stun anything. I didn't even notice it until somebody clipped it. Mm. You know what I mean? So no, it didn't ruin my weekend. But I'm just saying it's funny. It's funny to watch him do this weird toss of the coin.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.